did. Woodham & Son Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. With the Trump administration not giving up, a new Justice Department legal team is being put in charge of looking into how to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census.
We heard from a spokesperson from the department who says it plans to file paperwork related to the case later today. The news comes after President Trump announced last week he still wants to ask census respondents if they are U.S. citizens. This comes after a Supreme Court ruling that the case needs to go back to lower courts.
Fox's Mark Meredith. An indictment is expected to be unsealed this morning against the billionaire convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Epstein is scheduled to appear in New York federal court later today. He was taken into custody this past Saturday on allegations he molested underage girls after paying them to give massages. He is currently being held in a Manhattan jail prior to that court appearance.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Epstein spent 13 months in jail in Florida as part of a plea deal in 2008, mostly on work release. This is Fox News.
Tired, sick, and miserable? You may have PTFD, post-traumatic fourth disorder. If you hear John Philip Sousa ringing in your ears, and there's a guy in a hangover dressed like Uncle Sam in your kitchen saying he wants you to make him bacon, you may have PTFD. If you woke up with a used sparkler lodged in your butt crack, you may be suffering from PTFD. If the wrinkled red, white, and blue shirt you slept in smells like warm beer and burnt hot dogs, it's time to get help. Get the facts about post-traumatic fourth disorder from the bartender who called you a cab because you passed out. PTFD. Get help today.
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. Today is a pretty standard forecast, but later in the week we have some interesting things to talk about as the tropics get into play. More on that coming up. Very hot today with a high around 96 and the heat index 102 to 106. Scattered thunderstorms in decent supply later on. I know it's frustrating. A lot of you were radar watching yesterday. See this big mass of rain approaching and then it kind of, you know, splits apart right before it gets to you. The best chance this afternoon and this evening, the storms will fade away tonight, low 76. Tomorrow, high 97. Wonderful. With spotty thunderstorms here and there. And then later in the week now, we're watching. There's this low over Georgia which is heading towards the Gulf of Mexico. When it gets over the Gulf, it could become tropical in nature, maybe a tropical depression. Then what happens to it? Where does it go? How does it interact with a front approaching? It could be a squeegee effect. There's a lot of unknowns in the late week forecast, but the rain chances could get a bunch better. Stay tuned. Oh, check out my video this morning. You'll love it because it's got a lot of interesting little tidbits about what's going on in the tropics. Right now this morning, 76 degrees, humid, yeah, and partly cloudy skies, 612.
If this thing manages to get a name, what would it be?
Oh, the next name available is Barry.
Barry.
I missed the A. What was the A storm?
Anastasia. Yeah.
Were you off in May? It was Andrea.
You off in May?
It was Andrea. It was a preseason storm, and it was out there way off the coast, and it didn't amount to much, and it didn't have a long life.
When am I ever here?
What's your name again?
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Good morning.
Good morning. Salutations.
It's Monday. It's
Monday. Monday morning.
What's that horrible noise?
What is that noise?
A tacky, run-of-the-mill morning show.
They're my favorite.
Why do you like them so much?
And I have very low standards.
Mm-hmm. You have incredibly low standards.
Yes, I can tell.
All right, let's not dilly-dally.
Well, let's get this show on the road.
Showtime.
Just browsing through some Morning Maroon nominee potentials, and Philadelphia is up for potential nomination because they decided to rename a street in honor of Patti LaBelle.
Uh-huh.
And they misspelled it.
What did they, how did they, oh, man. Womp, womp.
Yeah, that's government.
Did they use a Y instead of an IE or an IE instead of a Y? Or I don't actually know how to spell her name.
It can't top misspelling the stop sign.
Yeah, that's... That's rough.
How do you
if
do
your name
that?
Is Patty Granashovowitz, you would still expect somebody to, you know, like
check
to make sure. Okay, we got this.
Did they? I wonder if they spelled Bell B E L L or B E L L E or La or Lay.
I mean,
or Patty with the Y or an I E.
Phones now, you can just type it in and be like, "Yeah, that's how it is." Put it down. Put that down.
Well, I've got there a nominee. We have lots. You know. Days following the 4th of July are usually filled with moronic behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, we have the news bleeper rule. News bleeper, news blooper rule.
Rule?
Real.
Real? Okay.
Pardon me. I have no idea what the hell I'm talking about today. where?
Sorry. So, your hotkeys are really funny. Like that last one.
I was looking under the wrong letter. The June news bloopers.
I got you.
And here they are. I've got them, the video for this posted on Facebook.
You have 12,000 majority
here. 12,000!
It's now down to 5,000.
5,000!
Some people think it won't happen again.
It won't happen again!
Thanks very much, Tim. Lots of people trying to get in on the act there.
If you see a venomous snake, just leave it be and report it to authorities.
Gee, thanks. Don't touch a venomous snake and don't stick your head in a polar bear's mouth. That's our industry. Cool. Like, what in the hell?
We are actually going to end our June and July, you guys. All right, Mike, so are we going to have some barbecue weather?
You're going to have some wet meat out there.
Ew. Oh, no. Actually disgusting.
You know.
Oh, that's gross. That we do have chances in this forecast of storms as we are heading.
Oh, no.
Joe just spilled his whole coffee on me.
Speaking of
no
dodging
big
things,
deal.
You need to dodge the desk right
Jeez.
Now.
There's a trophy at stake, I understand.
Bring
whatever,
it.
Juice.
Wow.
Oh, not that.
Which we'll just take home with us today.
Wow. Yeah, that's interesting. You all at home can think what you will about that trophy.
I guess you could say if you get the trophy, you're the wiener.
Yeah. Basically, the trophy looks like a giant, so.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Mm.
And you can watch all of that chaos on my Facebook page. Rich's weather video is there as well.
I watched those newscasters during that earthquake.
Yeah, KCAL. Yeah. That was interesting.
We have it. We have the audio right here.
We are experiencing quite a bit of shaking. If you'll give us a brief moment here, we're making sure that nothing is going to come down in the studio here.
And it is going for quite a bit, everybody.
It continues to rattle pretty strong here. 8:21 here on the air. We're experiencing very strong shaking. Wow. I think we need to get under the desk.
All right, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back after this.
Wow. Folks, you got to know, in a television studio, you can imagine there are huge light standards above you. I mean, these are...
Yeah. Like just rigs of light.
Oh my gosh!
Overhead.
And if they came down, and they do come down, wow!
Who was the? Was it a politician? I'm thinking it might have even been one of the Clintons that was on a show, and a whole thing collapsed. I think it might have been the Oprah show.
A lighting rig collapsed.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, it was
that's frightening, man. That's just.
I've had him explode on top of me. That's the scariest thing in the world.
Yikes.
We are at 6:17. We do have your actual local news, and then we're back with our most electrifying story of the morning next. Three Men and a Lady, we're back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The bodies of two missing boaters at Lake Jordan have now been recovered. They went missing after a boating accident Thursday night near Weoka Creek. Five others were injured in the crash. The search for a murder suspect is over this morning. Officials tell us Jamal Brown was taken into custody in Auburn Sunday. Now, Brown is believed to have been involved in the shooting death of 18-year-old Cedric Howard in the 400 block of MLK Boulevard in Tuskegee Saturday night. And Montgomery Fire Rescue crews battled two vacant house fires Sunday. The first was at Eric Lane and Cherry Hill Road near Regency Park in southeast Montgomery. The second was in the 700 block of Davidson Street in West Montgomery. No injuries were reported, and the cause of these fires remains under investigation. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. And I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business. It's
election. Mr. Electric presents Three Men and a Lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
The most electrifying story today is that over half of Americans now believe the government is hiding information about UFOs from us. So let's go around the room and get everybody's opinion on... A, do you think there are UFOs or we've had visitors from other planets or galaxies? And do you believe the government is, in fact, hiding that from us because they don't think we can handle that kind of news? Jay, you start.
Yes, they exist. No, the government's not hiding it.
Thanks for the detail. Emily?
Well, I mean...
Oh, can't be that...
No, I can't be that succinct with it.
Could you be quieter with it?
I'm not in control of the volume on my microphone. I believe there are things that I don't understand and live a perfectly fine life not knowing about. So if the government's holding back, you go on and hold back, Uncle Sam.
You know, UFO means unidentified flying object. It doesn't mean extraterrestrials. And so these are unidentified, and there could be an explanation. I don't know. But when you have Navy pilots who have been... who are obviously shaken.
Yeah.
And our pilots, there's something going on. Are they ETs? I don't know.
See, I guess that's where I'm with Rich on that. I think something's wonky. I think we're not being told the whole truth. Call that a lie of omission.
By the way, I had planned, as you may remember, last Wednesday of wrapping up the whole convoluted intro to random facts thing. But there's one sitting in front of me this morning. I can't resist, so I'm going to extend it one more day.
You're never going to wrap that up.
Would that be an unidentified convoluted intro?
Yeah, that's an ICFO. Something like that. So for the first time More than half of Americans believe the government is hiding information on UFOs from us. By the way, on the Smithsonian Channel, they've been doing a great documentary on the run-up to the moon landing. We need to come up with something. The anniversary of the moon landing is 2 weeks from tomorrow. Or no, the 20th.
The 20th, yeah. Not only is the National Geographic, everybody is doing...
2 weeks from Wednesday.
Everybody is doing a series on the... Everybody is doing one on the... QVC has a moon landing series.
It's the 20th? That's a Saturday.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Today's the 8th. The 20th's on a Saturday.
Womp womp.
Mm. That's right. But yeah, I've overdosed on the number of specials on various networks. I
mean, there's been some great stuff.
Dairy Queen even has a special blizzard for it.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, that...
It's kind of a big deal.
I can't think of anything that, you know, signifies the effort and risk...
Cultural
and the
significance.
...danger faced by the men who made those flights than having a blizzard named for the moment. Dairy Queen, that's... I didn't know that there was...
I'm just sharing the things that are happening out there.
I think Neil Armstrong just rolled over in his grave.
You know, do you think he was picked because of his name? I mean, they all had to be obviously competent, and
no,
they were.
No, I don't think so.
But the first person to set foot on the moon had to have a strong name.
Well...
Neil Armstrong. I
never thought about it that way. I don't think he was name related. I think he was just the most qualified. He was also the most humble and quiet guy.
Yeah.
He wanted none of the limelight. He just faded into obscurity, didn't he? Pretty much.
He did not lead an attention seeking life, considering the uniqueness of his achievement.
Exactly.
But I have a feeling that somewhere, because NASA was very marketing-driven,
uh-huh.
You know, they needed support from the public. If you're going to put somebody on the moon, you don't want Joe Schmendrick being the name that's remembered as the first.
If his name was Neil Bieber?
Yeah, exactly.
When they had the same...
See, now you picked up my point beautifully.
You silly goose.
Let's take a look at cars at Jack... God, I wish there was a Jack Ingram down in Florida. For Goose.
Why doesn't she come up here and buy a car?
Because they tax the crap out of you for buying a car somewhere else and then bringing it back to Florida to relicense. It's whatever you might save.
What if you buy it and give it to her as a gift? Is that a loophole?
Interesting.
I'm a hawk show toast, not a lawyer. I know enough about cars to tell you that Jack Ingram... Only cars that have been thoroughly vetted are on the lot there, and the category of vehicles under $10,000 is filled with great choices. Two models in particular that can guarantee you a vehicle that was well-built and is loaded with safety features, especially if you're shopping. A lot of kids are getting ready to head off to college. If they need a vehicle and you need to shop on a budget, start at Jack Ingram in the category of vehicles under 10, because they have multiple Nissan Altimas available. Excellent sedan. There's a Maxima in there, too. And a couple of Volkswagen Jetta TDIs. Or, I'm glad my child drives a Volvo. Why not? Remember that old campaign?
Oh, yeah.
Volvo is still one of the best when it comes to safety features as well. A 2007 Hyundai Santa Fe SE. That's only $5,800. And a Toyota Avalon. You know who loves the Avalon as a vehicle?
There you go.
The Swami. That was her favorite sedan. They needed to move into an SUV a few years ago, not from their house, but to get in and out. But they loved that Avalon, man. They drove it for 10 years. Great car. Great choices and great service at Jack Ingram. See Tip Tames and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass, or stop by online at jackingram.com. You can shop by price, type of vehicle, whatever you're looking for.
Thanks for the steak, by the way, this morning.
Oh,
steak and eggs.
My pleasure.
It was absolutely amazing.
6:20 is amazing. I was able to get everything so coordinated on the first day back after a long weekend, because I woke up totally stunned today. That's an Italian word for out of it.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch. Rolling into your Monday morning traffic, and things are starting to get busy out on the boulevard, but we don't have any major hang-ups. Everybody's moving along pretty well. We see quite a bit of traffic on the interstate, but everybody is moving along at a speed limit ride. Just watch the traffic around you. If you're using the 31s to get into work this morning, there are no issues for you. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation that made the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We'll salute the women's soccer champs a little bit later this hour. Right now with the timeline for July the 8th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
189th day of the year. There are 176 days remaining. On National Body Painting Day. Now, when they say body painting...
I have a friend in Mobile.
What does that... Does it mean tattooing? Or what does
no,
it mean?
No, body painting. Like, painting what? To where you're nude, but you're covered in paint. It almost looks like that you have clothes
on. Did you say nude?
I did say nude at 6:30. God, that's on almost, News Talk.
That's almost no clothes on.
I thought about having that done until I realized they'd probably have to use a roller.
They'd have to get rid of all your hair, though. So,
I'm not giving that up.
It's National Blueberry Day. How about being covered in blueberries? I guess some weird people have done stuff like that. Today is National Video Game Day, Jay.
Jay!
Well,
yeah, we have a commemoration coming up.
Wonderful.
How exciting for you.
Did not know that was the case. I will celebrate responsibly.
Where's the cake? Are you going to get a cake?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. I mean, I don't really need a reason to get a cake anytime I want to.
On this day, in 1680, the first confirmed tornado in America kills a servant in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I'm told the tornado sirens did not go off. 138 years ago, in 1881, A druggist in Two Rivers, Wisconsin, invented the ice cream sundae. You see, a customer asked him to top off his dish of ice cream with some chocolate sauce. The sauce was previously only used for flavored sodas, which, by the way, are illegal on Sundays. So, Berner sold the ice cream concoction on the Sabbath and called it a sundae. Now you know.
When we were in school, a teacher read us a story about a princess whose life could only be saved by something, a food that was both hot and cold.
Yeah.
So we're all sitting there, you know, scratching our heads. What food could be possibly hot and cold? And ice cream sundae was the,
exactly.
That's what saved the princess's life.
That's right.
What a stupid story.
It's been a long time since I've had one. 1889, the Wall Street Journal first published on this date. 1951, Paris celebrated its 2,000th birthday. That's right. It means the City of Lights was most likely founded in 250 B.C. Montgomery's bicentennial is this year, 1819 to 2019.
Is there a date?
I don't know. We'd have to find that out. Alabama's bicentennial also this year. On this date in 1954, producer Sam Phillips took an acetate of an Elvis Presley single, That's All Right, to a Memphis radio station, WHBQ. The DJ there, Dewey Phillips, played the song at 9:30 that evening, and the phone lines lit up like crazy. He had to play it again.
Montgomery was incorporated December 3rd of 1819.
Wow, so that's coming up. And that's also the same week as the bus boycott week. It's, it's also the first week of December.
We have a celebration in this time without dredging up horrible things from the past.
Okay. 1959, first Americans killed in South Vietnam. Very tragic. On this date in 67, get this, the Monkees began a 29-day tour with... What warm-up band? The Monkees? The warm-up?
Jimi Hendrix, right?
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Yeah.
Wow, I would not want to follow that.
Jeez, Hendrix dropped out after six shows after being told that his act wasn't suitable.
Right, well, yeah.
For their audience. Same guy who made that decision, that brilliant marketing decision, recently worked for Ford on the promotion of the Edsel.
Good.
And now, our song of the day. And like our last summer song, this one has summer in its title, too. This song came out in the winter of 68, but it finally remembers summertime, and it paints a vivid picture, creates a feeling. Guy's name is Johnny Rivers, just 26 years old when he did this. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He mentioned Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band more than once. On your timeline this morning, a little summer rain.
Summer rain taps at my window. West wind soft as a sweet dream. My love warm as the sunshine. Sitting here by me. She's here by me. She stepped out of a rainbow. Golden hair shining like moon glow. Warm lips soft as a soul.
Great one. Just talking about what that summertime feels like. That's what got us through the winter. 46 years ago in 73, the classic Bill Withers song Lean On Me hits number one. And just to borrow a Larry Stevens line, Bill Withers dies. No, Bill Withers, but he never dies. Screw that up. Sorry.
All right.
1994, 25 years ago, Dick Sargent, the second Darren of Bewitched, died of cancer at the age of 64. 2010 on this date, during an ESPN primetime special, LeBron James announced...
Oh, God.
He was leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers, taking his talent south to South Beach. At the time, what Cleveland fan thought that this would someday have a happy ending, right? By the way, Cleveland is the spotlight this week.
Home Run Derby tonight.
Baseball World. Cleveland, Ohio. The best location in the nation. The mistake by the lake. 7 years ago, in 2012, Ernest Borgnine died at the age of 95. 2018, on this date last year, four boys are the first to be rescued after 16 days from that Thailand cave. The international rescue team brought out four boys. Birthdays today. Beck is 49.
Oh.
I wonder what his real name is.
His real name is Beck Hansen. H-A-N-S-E-N.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And he'll be in Birmingham at the Oak Mountain Amphitheater on August 27th.
Thank you very much for that information.
You're welcome.
Marcus Chong is 52. That's Tommy Chong's kid. Joan Osborne is a singer. She's 57. Toby Keith is 58. Kevin Bacon, 61 today.
Really?
Jeffrey Tambor is 75. You may know him from Arrested Development, but I remember him as Hank on the Larry Sanders Show. Hey now. Dead or alive, Steve Lawrence.
I don't know who
is that.
He's alive at 84. He
I met Steve with Edie and Don Rickles all in one big spectacular interview.
Yeah, we don't
Tonight
know
Tonight Show.
That.
He's been at Tonight Show.
Oh, okay. Mm.
You don't know who that is?
I did not know who that was.
We both don't know who that is.
Maybe if I saw him, I might be like, oh, it's that guy. I don't know, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Steve Lawrence?
He doesn't know you either.
Is that the guy's name?
Yeah, Steve Lawrence.
And not to be confused with Dave Lawrence, the idiot I went to work for in Florida. The lady, Dave Lawrence.
Dead or alive, Marty Feldman.
Dead.
Still dead. Died in 1982. 53 days till SEC football.
Yes.
Birthday season begins in just 80 days from now. It's a Friday. 143 days till Thanksgiving. 170 days till Christmas. And now, you're up to date on the timeline.
Hey!
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Hey now!
Hey now! I was just outside taking a look. As is my responsibility as Digital Rain Gauge Boy First Class. Still waiting for a promotion, too, for over a year now, by the way.
I know, still waiting for Jay to put
I know somebody who's not in the running.
There's some, yeah, there's some light showers. If you look off to the west, it's kind of a foreboding sky. The password is foreboding. Use that in a sentence, kids.
I didn't do any boating this weekend.
I'm all for it, though, when I have the chance.
For boating?
For boating. 638.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Yeah, we do have a few showers on the radar this morning in portions of Elmore, Montgomery County, into Crenshaw County. A few light showers. Otherwise, today, a very hot day with a high around 96, heat index 102 to 106. Scattered thunderstorms in rather decent supply, we hope, this afternoon. Some towns will get a good downpour. They'll fade out tonight, low 76. Tomorrow, with a high around 97, some spotty storms here and there. Then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, because of a tropical feature in the Gulf of Mexico interacting with a front, we think the rain chances are a little higher. We'll bump up the rain chances a bit late week and into the early part of the weekend with highs in the low to mid-90s. Good luck. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, showers in the area. Temperature is 76 at 639.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
It's showtime.
All right, we're getting ready to join the Alabama News Network and the crew of Rising. For our media marriage.
They all look fantastic this morning.
And we don't?
I mean, we look...
I have clean sweatpants on.
Clean sweatpants?
Well, they'll never know that.
There's no condiment stains on my shirt.
I like when we get this countdown.
Five.
In our headphones.
Four, three, two, one. Cue music.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
All right, who had it tougher? Growing up without technology, Greg or Rich, or the rest of us who had indoor porn on the
Well, according to a new survey, the majority of people in every generation say it was harder for people to grow up without modern technology than with modern technology.
All right, we want to bring in 3-Minute Lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
I don't know, Greg. Early on, he's cruising for a bruise. He's itching for a stitching.
For a break in.
That's right.
Only
no.
One day.
No. You got to understand, we had technology in our time. Everybody has since then. Remember when the wheel came out?
That.
No.
And it wasn't just that you had this round thing that made. It was all the apps that came with it.
Right.
You could put it under a vehicle that could carry people, and you could move. Yeah. pyramid blocks with it. It was amazing.
Then rope came out.
Yeah. Rope.
Same thing with fire. Wow. I mean, the word on fire went around like crazy.
I know.
And then, spread like wildfire.
Yeah, except we couldn't say that then because we didn't know what it was.
So
yeah, every going back to the beginning of time, people have been making adjustments to new technologies. Yeah. Back to you, Emily.
No, not back to me. You continue on with your caveman revelations.
Caveman.
I'm auditioning for...
Better be watching. He'll get his club and Geico commercial.
Exactly. Geico spot.
We actually, before the internet, we had Britannica, Encyclopedia Britannica in the house. We had to go to the encyclopedia. You had to go to library and learn the Dewey Decimal
System.
Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
See, I think that this is, it's a little kind of half and half, I think, for both of us. I don't want to speak for you, Jay, so hop in at any time.
Somebody needs to. He doesn't
but,
speak.
I mean, there's some generation.
Hold on, I'll give him a dollar.
Give you a dollar to contribute to the show.
I mean, if it's for money, I'll hold out for more.
Give me five and I'll talk more.
But there's some generation that's described as having an analog childhood and a digital adulthood.
Right.
And that's pretty much what I fall into, so.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you could actually pick up the phone and answer it, and there was no cord attaching it to the receiver?
Oh, yeah.
That was a big deal. That was a huge deal.
I have a question for you younger folks. Now, in math class, there were calculators when I was in school, but we weren't allowed to use calculators. You have to do everything by hand.
Yes.
Our kids, I think they are allowed now to use the calculator on their phone. Is
I'm
that right?
I'm not so sure I'm down with that idea, if that's the case.
Is that right?
I'm not certain.
I wasn't allowed to use calculators until I needed a graphing calculator. Right. Mm-hmm. I was never allowed to use
it. It wasn't until I got to college that they allowed it.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding.
Calculators. Yeah. But do you remember those sliding, what were they?
An abacus?
Slide rules?
Not
an abacus.
Remember that?
I remember them. I never figured out how to use it.
No, I know.
Nobody heard it.
Oh, I heard you.
What? Chuckles.
I am my own best friend.
She thought you were talking about an abacus. Which
an
album by Genesis?
All right. Oh, bless it.
No, I think they have it easier. I think, like you said, you don't have to go to the library now, which I would have had to have gotten my parents to take me there anyway.
Right.
But now you don't need that.
Instant answers to every question.
We were always told you're never going to have a calculator with you all the time. Whatever.
But the thing about research, though, at least you know when you were at the library and looking things up in these published volumes that they were truthful. And when you look up things on the internet, I mean, that's not always true.
Yeah,
y'all.
But those books were dated information.
Well, see, that's the true research in it. You've got to do a little bit of research into the information that you've gotten to figure out if it's actually true or not. I usually go to at least three different sources to figure out if.
But then they mention here that kids have cyberbullying to deal with now. We didn't have to worry about that. And, you know, there's predators online too. And then we didn't have to worry about.
Where did all this come from? By the way, if I may.
Al Gore.
The internet.
Al Gore gave us the internet.
Yeah.
If you have a chance.
I will say one great thing that modern technology did was allow us to have these types of conversations.
I agree.
But our producer is going to end these conversations indefinitely if we don't wrap it up this morning.
All right.
We will talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a great one.
Bye.
And if you want to hear more from Through It and a Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Oh, it's nice to get a thank you.
I didn't hear time cues and rap, do you?
I didn't either.
I did not. Right. And I was, because I thought it would be a good plug. Because the topic, my magazine column for this month, which is called The Joys of Summer. And it's all about how much fun summer was when we could do, and where we're at, you know.
And we stayed out until, it was dusk, was 9 or 10 o'clock.
There was nothing about predators and perverts. I don't know when.
There were lightning bugs, that's what there were.
That was fun, catching those.
Oh, thanks.
Glad we had that. Glad we had that. That was cool.
Yeah, talk about rope and stuff.
6:40. 6:45. If you would like to see without glasses and contact lenses, look at the schmutz. This is schmutz that's built up on my glasses since 6 this morning.
Yikes.
I got to carry a box, 1,000 of those wipes around with me everywhere I go because it doesn't take much. It's a pain in the butt. But when you have had your vision restored through a LASIK procedure, you can throw all of that stuff away and just open your eyes and see the world in HD for the first time. If you would like to find out if you're a candidate, if that procedure will work for you, it's free. Just a phone call to 272-2020 Montgomery Eye will put you in touch with their refractive surgery counselor. Something you can do on lunch break. Takes but a few minutes. They'll let you know if your vision can be fixed with LASIK. And if it can, you can have it done sooner or later, but why wait? And they also have viable financing options for qualified customers of Montgomery Eye and two of the most experienced board-certified corneal surgeons anywhere in America with Dr. Swan and Shin. I've heard people rave about how great they are. So call them at 272-2020. If you'd like to learn more online, go to onlinemep.com. At 6:47, today's Cheap and Trashy. Weekend box office and more coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch getting another work week started, and things are busy already out on the roadways this morning. We don't have any real problems for you, but there's a lot of traffic out on the boulevard, and we see quite a bit of traffic headed into the downtown area and around the entrances to the Air Force bases, so be careful there. Interstates are up at a speed limit, right, and there's no real problems on the 31s other than quite a bit of traffic building up coming out of Wetumpka. Just be careful in that area. The big tire sale is going on at Reinhardt Toyota Service Center. Buy 3 tires, get the 4th for just $1. Don't miss this special. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. He's a Grammy Award-winning, multi-platinum selling artist, and he's coming to Montgomery Sunday, September 8th. Boz Scaggs. Impact Live presents Boz Scaggs, Sunday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m. The dirty law down. Boz Scaggs at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Sunday, September 8th. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
They beat up all those other countries. They all deserve it because they are kind and tough.
WNBA women's soccer team.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And the big movie over the holiday weekend, Spider-Man Far From Home, here with a review, Rich Thomas.
All I'll say, and I don't want to be a spoiler to anybody, because I didn't see the Avengers. So if you see Spider-Man and you hadn't seen the Avengers, you learn a lot of stuff that happened in that movie that I didn't know. So it was a revelation.
Jay had a lengthy review on Facebook.
It was an entertaining movie
of the film. Yeah,
I don't like all those superhero movies.
I didn't see it, so I can't.
But I like the Spider-Man series.
Toy Story 4 is now up to $300 million. I don't think $185 million in a full week box office run is particularly spectacular for a film that was looking, you know, that was anticipated like this.
Can you imagine Disney?
I thought it was.
Disney has both of those movies.
They'll be doing okay.
Disney's doing okay. It'll be a nice Christmas for them.
Annabelle.
Star Wars comes out in December.
That's right. Yesterday, the movie about the Beatles never existed.
Yeah.
But a guy knows that they did, and he knows all the songs and becomes a star.
How's that doing?
It's finished third, up to $36 million after 2 weeks. Annabelle Comes Home was fourth. Aladdin, fifth. Aladdin, after 7 weeks, is only at 320. And something that debuted this weekend, Midsommar, finished sixth.
That looks interesting.
What's the subject matter?
I think it's a horror film. Oh. Dude's trying to break up with his girlfriend, but they go to some kind of, I don't know. I can't speak to it because I haven't seen it yet, but it looks very interesting. Just like that movie, it's not Hide and Seek, but you know what I'm talking about? That new horror film that's coming out where, nope, just giving me blank stare. So.
There is a horror movie called Hide and Seek.
Is that
yeah, about a game of hide and seek?
Like with the dude, the newlyweds?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh!
I saw the trailer for Joker yesterday. Did anybody watch any of the Stranger Things? Have you seen?
I've watched the entire thing in one day.
That's what I was telling Jay in the break, that I started watching it when it came out originally, but I didn't stay with it. Uh-huh. And husband wanted to start the third season that's out, but I hadn't seen the second or the rest of the first, so right. We started re-watching it last night. And I've told you guys before, they filmed that where my mom lives, but I've never seen, until last night, I never saw the episodes of them like out in the city, in the city square and stuff. Mm-hmm. And seeing that last night, I was like, oh, but that's where the Mexican restaurant is, and that's not the library, that's the courthouse
right.
on the square in Jackson, so right. It was really interesting.
Joey Chestnut won the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest again.
Of course.
The 12th straight year.
12th straight.
He had this to say after his most recent victory.
Excellent.
He wins it almost every year.
That's, but what you're doing to your body?
Yeah, gross.
I think he, preps for this whole thing. Like, every year he preps for this one thing.
But do you think he goes the rest of the year without eating any hot dogs? He just doesn't have the taste for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I would imagine after 71 hot dogs, you might have to...
The next day you don't want one.
We mentioned earlier that not only were there earthquakes over the weekend, but happened at Dodger Stadium during a game and the players kept playing.
Another earthquake.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
This one's rolling.
Still going.
One pitch.
It's it didn't faze them at all.
I love how calm they are.
We are moving a lot right now. A lot of people in the upper deck are...
It's still going.
Yes. We are swaying here still.
I think of a lot of places I would not want to be in an earthquake, but being in the upper deck of a baseball park would pretty much top my list.
Yep.
And, of course, being underneath the upper deck can't be all that comforting either.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Man. Netflix has pledged to cut down on smoking.
What?
Oh, I saw this briefly because something was said about the smoking in season 3 of
Stranger Things.
But then I saw, didn't read everybody's comments, but the general consensus was it was the 80s. People were smoking. Still,
it was. It's a period piece. Yeah.
However, violence with bloodshed, fighting, gunplay, and so forth, they're not cutting back on that. That's not nearly as dangerous as watching somebody smoke a cigarette. Stevie Wonder's getting a new kidney.
I heard about that.
That'll be happening in September. Here we go again. State Fair canceled a performance by a group called Confederate Railroad because of their name.
They like their women a little on the trashy side.
Yeah.
The name of their
and this was done at the Illinois State Fair.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah. Well,
on Robert E. Lee Day.
The commemorative Air Force that I've belonged to since 1991, and I am a full colonel, so salute me. That was originally called the Confederate Air Force. Confederate doesn't mean pro-slavery.
What did they change the name?
We have so many ignorant, uneducated people in this country. We better change it. So they changed it to commemorative because of that pressure.
What's the mural that San Francisco is going about to cover up with George Washington?
Oh, yeah, well, they'll be taking care of the Founding Fathers. They'll be eliminating all of those horrible symbols because we have too many people who can't handle it, I guess. Hulu has added a yada, yada, yada button so you can shuffle Seinfeld.
It's random Seinfeld.
Random Seinfeld.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, you hit play and it'll just, as you... You'll watch one episode of Seinfeld, then it'll pick some other random episode of Seinfeld for you to watch, pick another random episode.
I like that.
I started trying to watch Seinfeld from the beginning, and it's real slow going for me.
That is your TV Trashy.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. Did the 4th of July leave you feeling a bit wonky? A little, did you spend some time out on a jet ski, maybe? Maybe hit the water a little hard, got some aches and pains? Well, if you're still dealing with them on Monday morning, don't be reliant upon taking a bunch of medication to make you feel all right. It's time to call Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic, 285-8483. 285-8483 is how to get in touch with Dr. Jeff Pasley and his staff at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They can fix you up right, my friends. He believes in getting you on the road to wellness so you're not dependent upon pain medication to make it through the day. So whether it's a 4th of July injury or maybe, an old gridiron injury from back in the day when you played ball, could have gone pro.
Yeah.
That's the time to call Dr. Jeff Pasley so you don't have to live a life dependent on pain medication. Get on the road to wellness. 285-8483. Find them on Highway 14 in lovely Millbrook. You can always find them available online at millbrookchiropractor.com.